This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, our friends in Echosmith, Sydney, Noam, and Graham. Welcome back, guys. How are you?
Hey, dude.
Hey. It's good to be here.
You got a new single, Over My Head.
Yes.
Now, this one's very synth-heavy. Was that the inspiration for this one?
I mean, it sort of just was a really natural song, actually, for us to, you know, produce. But I feel like it was more just, you know, Graham just played whatever beat came to him, and then Noah played whatever came to him, and then we tried a bunch of keyboards, and we've always loved synths, so it kind of just was a natural thing for us to do anyway, but it felt like a very easy song to do.
People are saying this is a more mature sound for you guys. Is that a fair representation?
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, we've grown up since Cool Kids. We've grown, I think we wrote that like 5 years ago.
Wow.
So that's a long time ago.
Still,
so
it still gets a lot of play though. Up. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's wild. It's amazing.
And are you guys really in charge of making dinner, or is that the move? You guys like to cook? Or?
I do. I love to cook. At home, I cook for my wife like every day. Like, I'm the chef of the house.
What's your go-to meal?
I do lots of Southeast Asian food, so like Thai and Indian curries.
Oh, wait, that's sort of next level
tikka
cooking.
Tikka masalas,
yeah, like
different
he
things
makes
like
his own
that.
Seasoning.
Wow,
paneer masala. I grind everything myself.
When you
I
get
don't
in,
play around.
Oh, apparently not, because Asian cuisine is serious. I like to keep it in the grilling department.
Oh, I get it.
You know,
the pastas. Me too. I'm on
there
the same
you
page,
go.
Like
all
avocado
about volume
toast.
Right there. So getting back to the music real quick, is this song part of a new album, or what's the vibe for the rest of the music?
Yes. So this is part of our sophomore album coming in the next couple months, because as of now, I mean, we just got off of tour 3 days ago. So now we're just in the phase of choosing which songs get to be on the album, but all the music is there. We may track one more song in the next week.
Okay.
But besides that, the music is done. So now we're just in the really annoying phase where you have to choose between all your new little children, basically.
Right.
And give a name to the album and then a release date. So yeah, this is going to be on that album, which is coming very soon.
We don't have a date yet when it's going
to
drop?
Not exactly, but we need to decide that now.
Yes.
And how was the tour?
It was amazing. It's crazy because we haven't toured in about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And we've done one off since, but it was awesome to really be able to just plan every little part of the tour out. You know, there were so many moments that we're trying to be intentional about that we've never done before.
Yeah.
You know, I played guitar and we just kind of ran around the stage a lot more and switched instruments a lot. But it was so much fun. Like, I'm really sad now that it's done, but
no,
we'll tour lots more.
Do you cover any other songs on the tour?
Yes.
From artists, you got a smile on your face. Which ones?
Because we got to do the song. I mean, we all love The Killers, but this is something I was pushing for a while. We did When You Were Young by The Killers, and that's one of my favorite songs ever. So
nice.
It was just so much fun. I was always looking forward to that part in the set.
And how is it as siblings being on the road together? And I mean, you're keeping the money in the family, which is great. But aside from that, does it affect any? I guess when you have a brother and a sister, if you don't feel like talking, you don't have to explain.
That's a nice
right?
thing.
I like
that. You don't feel pressured to have to like cater to each other all the time.
Right.
And so we just like, we have a lot of fun together. I feel like on this tour, we try to be very intentional with the fun we have, but also we got a lot of
we
nice
are having fun
time.
At 12 o'clock.
Right now.
Right.
See you at fun time, 3 p.m.
Yeah. No, I think
it
it's very cool.
It is very chill though.
Yeah.
And I saw some video of a drum solo during a show, but it was Sydney behind the kit, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So who wins between Sydney and Graham?
Graham, always.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah,
you're a good drummer too.
Thanks, Graham. He lets me play for like, you know, a minute and a half or something, which is really fun. You know, it's a great workout. But then by the end of that minute and a half, I'm like huffing and puffing. I can't
even
breathe.
It's
a workout.
I used to play a little as a kid.
Oh, nice.
I loved it too. And I'm mad that I didn't get to stay with it. And now my son's actually asking to play.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
which
no.
I mean, now as a parent, I was like, oh man, that's loud.
Right. Get an electric kit.
Yeah.
Oh, and put headphones
move.
On.
That's a good move.
It is.
But
and
I got a piano and my daughter. I'm like, why not put piano? Piano, you can play everything else.
Really pretty.
Yeah, no, right, exactly. That's what they sort of like connotated with, right?
Yeah.
But who were some of your favorite drummers growing up?
Ooh, Neil Peart, like the U2 drummer, and like Coldplay too, drummer too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And what about musically? Who inspires you guys overall?
We grew up on all sorts of stuff. I mean, our dad shows bands like The Smiths and Peter Gabriel and U2, and then we got into bands like The Cure and Echo and the Bunnymen.
See, that's
Killers,
all my era right
Coldplay.
There.
Yeah.
That's all high school for me
it's
right
like
there.
Great stuff. I mean, we grew up on like The Sundays, like all sorts of like really great bands with great music, great songs. And we try to just to look to our influences and then kind of push off of that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good foundation.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you guys on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Okay.
We'll go down the line here. Current song obsession.
Late to the Party, Kacey Musgraves.
Falling by Emil Landman.
New Light by John Mayer.
Oh,
okay. Ooh, everybody got that quick. last show you binge watched.
Oh my gosh, why am I forgetting? You go first.
The Flash.
The Flash, okay.
Dexter.
Oh, catching up. All right.
Yes, catching
up. What's that HGTV show that we've been watching a lot? The couple. They're
yeah,
so cute.
Yeah. Joe and
Fixer Upper.
Yeah, Fixer. Oh, the Fixer Upper.
Is that what it's called?
What's the one my wife watches? Like, oh damn it! It's on TV all the damn time.
Wait, what?
Love It or Hate It or what's it
Love
called?
It or
Love It or List It. That's it. Thank you. Yes, that's it. Love It or List It.
From
our guest. Love It or List It. It's always on TV right now. My daughter actually likes
it. That's true. It is always on.
Right? It's like it's always on. Love It or List It.
I want the Tiny Home Big Lives or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Oh, the Tiny Home one is fat. See, we went down this rabbit hole for issues.
Apparently, our new guitar player was on that show. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Now I need to go watch it. But anyways, okay.
Go to tour bus snack.
Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos.
Cheez-Its.
Ooh,
are hot Cheetos different from Flamin' Cheetos?
No, they're the same, but I like the hot Cheetos with limon, actually.
Oh, with limon. Okay.
Yes. So Cheez-Its for me.
Cheez-Its.
Sour candy.
Oh. Yeah. Sour candy.
That's a good choice.
We get so much.
All right. Favorite city on tour?
LA, because we're from here and it was so magical.
New York was surprisingly a bunch of fun. I loved that show.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
Austin.
Okay. You cover it all right there. And last one, if you could have one superpower, it would be?
To teleport, because I like traveling, but I don't like how much time it takes.
Think about all the extra tour dates you can hit too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. All the fun.
I would say teleporting also.
Wow, copy.
Flying.
Flying.
I can see
similar.
You want to experience the teleportation.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay. Well, guys, congrats again on everything. And don't forget,
you can
download the new single, Over My Head, and follow him on Twitter. @EchoSmith. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks. On with Mario Lopez.